Blog Talk Radio.
Protests and growing national outcry continue over the death.
Hello. I got into the groove right there. You know, that's how it goes here on the TMGS. Hey, the time is now 6.07 p.m. on the East Coast, 3.07 p.m. on the West Coast. Today is January the 17th, 2024, and you're tuned in to the TMGS. It's the Michael Gay Show, broadcasting live on the TMG and the Michael Gay Network from the ATL, Atlanta, Georgia. Yep, that's where we're at. But, you know, not everybody is in Atlanta, okay? There are individuals who call in, some of my co-hosts, that are in California, that are in other areas. So for all of you that are tuning in, thank you so much for tuning on this Saturday. And we got a lot of great topics we're going to get into because this week has been a really interesting week. I'm going to be honest with you. It's been an interesting week in politics and everything. And so I'm going to give you the rundown in a minute. I see that my co-host Janet Davis is here, ready to get going. Also, Timon Shipp is here. He's on the West Coast. We've been talking over the week, and we're going to have some things we're going to talk about that you're going to be like, okay. I'll say it again. You're going to be like, okay. Because, yeah, it's been like, wow. All right. So I see hands are popping up, so I love to see that, where hands are popping up on the board, ready to get going. And let me go ahead and open up some microphones here. First and foremost, this week has been crazy because let's look at Donald Trump has done some things. In fact, today Donald Trump is going to be at SneakerCon, I think is what I read. He's going to be at the sneaker event. I think it's in Pennsylvania, in Philadelphia. He's going to appear there, and this is an event that happens every year. He's going to show up there. He can't show up to a debate, but he can go to a shoe event. I find that comical, to be honest. Oh, no, I don't want to debate anybody, but I'll go to a shoe event. Okay. So let me go ahead and open the microphones of my co-host. And of course, we have to get into certain, you know, topics, but that really, you know, that just hit me like, really? He's going to go to a sneaker event. Please welcome to the show the one, the only lady of the house, Miss Janet Pollock Hawkins Davis. You got your sneakers on, Janet?
No, hello, stranger. What is my sneakers?
I got on sneakers. Oh, okay. Cool. All right. Well, thank you. I'm glad that you're here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry to hear you clearly.
I said, what's the sneakers for?
No, I just said
why?
That. Former President Donald Trump is going to the sneaker event. I'm trying to understand. I mean, he does his thing, but he can't do a debate with anybody. But he's going to go and appear at a sneaker, you know, expo. That's interesting to me. So I'm like, okay. You don't want to, I mean, you have your private events, but you don't want to debate. And really, to be honest, yeah, he don't really have to debate Nikki Haley because she's far beyond the polls. But I thought it would be kind of interesting for him to do that. I guess he's waiting until he has to debate the Democratic front runner, which, of course, we know that it's going to be Biden. But let me open up the other mics here because I know who this is. Talked to this brother just recently, and we have some things to talk about. So let's open up the mic of an individual who is not just a great comedian, but not just a great actor, because he's into all kinds of things and in the entertainment, but a very intelligent brother that I love so much to talk to, Mr. Tymon Hibbs is in the house. Hey, Tymon. What's up, my brother?
What's going on, Mac? Janet, how are you? Are you feeling better?
Yes, I am, Tymon. I'm getting a little bit more intelligent.
Oh, wow.
Yes, I'm feeling much better, Tymon.
Okay. Wow. Okay, well, I'm glad to have you two here back together because last week, of course, and even the week before, we had some things that were going on. We had some callers that called in that had a, you know, I mean, let me say this and make this very clear. I have no issues with people's opinion. If you believe what you believe, God bless you. But understand that not everybody's going to believe what I say. Not everybody's going to believe what Janet says, what Tommy says, and not everybody's going to believe what you as the caller says, okay? So that's how come we have this platform, to hear your point of view, all right? But, you know, give it a moment for someone to respond to what you're saying, okay? I'm going to give you ample time to try to share your beliefs. Sometimes people try to convince people, but this is not a convincing you type show. It's a, well, this is how I feel type show. Okay, cool. But let a person respond to what you believe in. Okay, that's all I ask. And I try to be fair, you know, on time. And we only have 2 hours, so let's keep it that way, okay? All right, so... So what I want to get into is what's happening. And by the way, I did invite a person to chime in. He's been on the show before, and he's scheduled to chime in, a former prosecutor and a defense attorney. based on what's happened with this case with Fannie Willis and Mr. Wade. Well, Wade and Willis is really on trial. Isn't that crazy, though, that we're here's the individuals who are dealing with the Donald Trump thing, and all of a sudden they're being questioned about a relationship. Now, I get it, you know, when you look at the ethics of it, but this judge really has to look at, based on what we've seen so far, are we really wasting our time with this? You know, I mean, it's trying to say, was this person benefiting financially with this and the other? They both make great money. She even openly said, hey, I was making this amount of $100,000, $100,000+. Now I make $200,000. Who's really, I mean, it doesn't make any sense. They're both making a hell of a lot more than all three of us put together, in a sense, if you really think about it. Take home pay. I think this is just buying time. So let me go to Timon first. Timon, what did you think about this whole thing that happened this past week with Fannie and with Mr. Wade?
Well, on one hand, I believe that, you know, when you're going after the gingerbread man, you cannot, and this is one of the biggest cases that she's ever had. You have to, you know, mm-hmm. you have to dot your I's and cross your T's, because they're going to play dirty pool, man. This is dirty pool. And so when you decide that, and I get why she hired Homeboy. He hired him. She hired Wade because no one else wanted that job. A lot of people would say, no, I can't do that, because they feared for their life. And she hired him, and they said, well, he's not qualified. This man's a former judge. He knows the law. Man, maybe not them. But he can't be too bad. I mean, they've already convicted four people. They can, you know, they indicted 19. And mm-hmm. four have already filed, have already pled guilty. So my thing is, but when you go in and you know, have a relationship, you know, it is a distraction. Does it hurt her case? I don't think so. But it's one big distraction. And sex sells. And that's why they did what they did. Why do you think they didn't ask her to come back for a second time? Because there's no reason. There's nothing there. There's nothing there that will get her off. Now, do I think Wade should probably take a back seat? Yes. So you can to cut down, because they ain't even dating no more. You know, mm-hmm. and the woman's had to live under scrutiny anyway because they threaten her life. It's not a normal case, and there's a lot of people that want to see her fail. You know, and I've you know, you going after to get this dude has never been caught. Because he has found a way to delay everything until everybody, mm-hmm. and he's always been able to get the politicians and the, but this time they got him. If they can just stop with the distraction forward mm-hmm. and get rid of this dude. So that's my thought.
Okay, Janet, based on what Tom just said.
Yes, I agree with Timon. I felt like they were waiting. They were trying to find something on Fannie from the very beginning. That's why they passed the law trying to say that they could get rid of a prosecuting attorney if they felt that that person wasn't doing the right thing, you know. But she set them straight. And just like she said, she paid cash for everything. You know, I actually believe they paid people to try to say they did something wrong. When the lady said that it was supposed to be the affair started in 2019, the most that came out of her mouth was kissing and hugging, and nothing else, because she had nothing else to say. You know, and I think it's a darn shame that you got to air what you do behind, you know, behind closed doors, out in the open, just to appease a select few people. I actually believe that she's going to be, this is going to be thrown out. From what I've seen so far, it's going to be thrown out.
Okay, so, you know, I you know, I've been watching and well, most of the time listening, because I do be at work and sometimes I can't be looking at the TV screen, but I do have my earbuds in and I'm listening to what's being said. Fonny's spicy, there's no doubt, because we've heard some of the things, oh, yeah, that's cute. You know, don't be cute with me, everything. Could Josh just let her speak in a way that, you know, most defendants or individuals in a situation like that cannot speak. He's given her a chance to really defend herself, to be honest. And I applaud him on that because of the way that the individual, the female, Kaylee, whatever her last name is, came at her, and also which she's the attorney for the one who actually brought this forward, and then Attorney Saddle, which is actually Donald Trump's attorney, correct? So she's dealing with two individuals, right, that are against her. For y'all that don't understand this, there's a person that, you know, has a representative going after Fonny Willis. What is his name, you guys? I can't think of his name right off the bat that she got in there. And then Donald Trump's attorney. So she's dealing with two different attorneys that are
the guy's name is Roman. The dude who brought this case.
Roman,
like,
right.
His name is Roman.
Okay. So she's, right, Roman. So she's dealing with two individuals, two lawyers, coming after a lawyer. For the female, be careful. Be very careful.
Yeah.
Well, let me finish the thought here, and I'll let you go ahead and chime in. But I thought it was hot and heated. Of course, everybody said that, you know, in the beginning. But they should have been careful when you're dealing with a BA, you know, like herself, experienced BA. I really looked at it where when the questioning and how they tried to bend the questions or bend it and say what she said, the individual said, she said something as far as how many times did he spend the night at your house? But she already said he never spent the night at my house. The judge intervened and said she already told you that it was a no. So what I'm looking at is this, is that these, once she already answered the question, they try to trick them into saying the same question to see if they give a different answer, right? That's how it works in court, by the way. But this judge, I think, is very smart, because I'm paying attention to how he's like, hold on, you're asking the same thing. Move on. You guys, if you listen to it, if you go back and listen to it again, you'll hear what the judge keeps saying the same thing. Well, why are you trying to, are you trying to make them trip up? Is that the whole thing, to trip up and say something different than what you already said? Because there's no jury here. The judge has to hear what's going on and make the decision what's going on. So it's not where you're trying to make the jury hear too many things over and over again and believe that. But the judge clearly is saying, hey, look, I got that. She already answered that. Stop asking the same damn question. I think he's getting frustrated with what the defense attorneys are trying to prove. You understand my point? I think he's getting kind of frustrated.
I'll tell you this, Mike. What's now? Once he gets cleared of this, they gonna catch hell. Because she's angry. Y'all want to play dirty pool? She's going to get all of them. If they clear her of this, let me tell you, it's coming. It is going to be brutal. Because you tried to destroy her. See, I mean, she's pissed off a lot of people. See, a lot of people in Georgia mad at her. A lot of them don't like her. A lot of them didn't want her. That's white and black. I am saying to you, they might will get ready. Homegirl coming to get them.
Well, let's look at the fact that, well, okay, let's look at, and for you folks that are listening in, I see that the board is filling up a little bit. Folks that are trying to understand or listening to the conversation, I appreciate you calling in or listening in, is that where if you haven't been following this whole thing, you know, this is Fannie Willis, the DA of, you know, of Fulton County here. This whole thing is based on, if you haven't been following, of what Donald Trump did here in the state of Georgia, that phone call to, what's his name, about swinging the votes?
Oh, Raffensperger.
Raffensperger, right. We've all heard the video, I'm sorry, the audio of it, and so that's how come she decided to say, oh, wait a minute, okay? Got to go ahead and catch this. But now here's what's happening. They're trying to say that the relationship she had with a individual, they're trying to say that that he was under her at the time. The question is, was were they dating beforehand or after? That's the main question. Am I correct? Did they have a relationship? Right. Is what they're trying to decide, before or after the charges went against former President Trump. But what I'm saying is that where did either one of them financially gain based on this? Now you said, Timon, that right should have been a little bit more cautious of your personal lifestyle or your personal relationship. But they were. There's an individual, and Timon, I want you to share that. There's an individual who said that she knew they were still, that they were started dating ahead of time. You want to chime in on that?
Oh, the woman that was the friend?
Yeah, the friend. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, she said they're not friends because she left as a disgruntled employee.
Okay.
She said the woman lied. They also accused Fannie of sleep that the night that they first went out, she put out that her and Wade slept together, and she said you lied again. And so, it's really you know, all you have is some people that had a romantic deal. Other than that, the main objective was to try to show, did she hire him just so they could collect money and go on lavish trips, which they're finding
exactly.
out that didn't happen, and it didn't mm-hmm. it didn't go down like that. So, you know, she's going to, I mean, that's why I said, when this clears, and hopefully this judge will get rid of this real quick. The problem is a lot of these judges, and this is all planned, man. This is all planned. These judges, you know, they take so long to put their, you know, to say what they want to say and what's going to go down and how you want to answer it. And people are like, look, get this done. Because the longer you take, the more it is for Trump. All of it is.
Well,
this is what he wants.
And I agree with you. I do agree with you. But the thing is that where I have to say this is that where – based on what I read about this judge, okay, based on what I've read and the information that I've gotten, that he has been a very a fair judge. Has been very fair, okay. And the thing is that where I look at it, where, okay, so you want to make sure you, as they say, you know, you dot your I's, you cross your T's, you know, so that you're not putting yourself in a situation of where, as the judge, that where you overlook this, that, the other, and so on and so forth. Okay, so you want to avoid that so that this is not appealed again, okay, you know, where a person can appeal anything. But as long as you took care of business as a judge, to where it's like, what are you appealing on? The judge followed the guidelines, right? So I'm thinking that in this situation, and this is a very, to me, this is one of those situations that I never thought I would see the DA that is trying Donald Trump having to go to court before Donald Trump, in a sense, based on what this is all about. You follow me?
Mm-hmm.
To correct, you know, or based on what is going on now, is that where, oh, well, they had a relationship. You can have a relationship with anybody you want as long as it's not, you know, ethical violation. And I think that's what they're trying to understand. Was this unethical? Am I right or wrong?
Well, that's what I was saying, Mike. They're trying to, well, they're talking about ethics, but like I was saying, they are trying to figure out, did they share any money? Did she hire him just so they can collect the check off the county? They made up stuff. They don't have any proof, even though they didn't answer their questions the way that they wanted them to.
Right.
There is no there is what they're trying to show. And so she, mm-hmm. you know, they're waiting. That's what I'm saying. They better hope that this woman does not win, because if she does, they getting ready to get them. It's true. Did you have the right to do it? No. And all those questions, it's all crap. It's all a smoke screen. They made up all whatever. And they're not going to find anything. They even trying to, you know, they're trying to go after her father now.
So, well, I think the father did a fantastic job. I think he did a fantastic job. And Janet, I want you to chime in on this. When he was saying, I don't want to make this racial, Your Honor, but when it came to what black people do as far as keeping cash, I thought that part of the testimony was so riveting, in a sense, because a lot of folks don't understand that. That has always been taught, I think, with a lot of individuals. I want Janet to respond to that. What did you think about him sharing that story in front of, you know, the judge and the prosecutors and so on and so forth?
First of all, I don't think it's just within the black community for the parents to tell a daughter or son to keep money aside, because you never know what the circumstances might be. And you know, when you're going out on a date or whatever. But her father did corroborate everything that she said, as far as she, you know, talked about how her father told her to always keep cash. And she said older people are really prone to not really going, putting money in the bank. Well, I can attest to that, because I had relatives who didn't believe in putting money in a bank.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay.
And but I also know that through watching all this from the different news stations, I saw Hispanics saying that their parents told them the same thing. I saw Asians saying the same thing. So it's not just black when it comes to saving money.
Okay. So hold on. So I'm talking about his what he said, but it has always been said among the black community that what he said that, okay, that's the thing. I agree with you. Maybe other nationalities look at it, but we do know that in the black community, growing up, I know that was always an issue, because when he shared the story that he shared, the story of when they went to a place where he had credit cards, they didn't take it. He had checks. He had traveler's checks. Wouldn't take it. Cash is the main thing. Cash is the all be all of where, okay, you give me a dead president, and I know that you paid for it. So, Tyman, what did you think about what you shared, you know, and how did that make you feel by him telling that story?
Oh, that didn't bother me at all. I mean, I already knew that black folks used to do that. I mean, that's, yeah, it's historical. But what, you know, what they were trying to show, you know, they were wrong. Why do you think they didn't ask her to come back up a second time? One, they didn't think that she would do it. And when she saw her, the way they were dogging her, she went out there anyway against her her attorney's wishes and roasted them. And, yes, she was fired up because, you know, they had put out in there, you know, with, you know, it's so easy to send out disinformation, you know. And so she came out and told them, her father cooperated. Now we just got to wait for what this judge is going to do. Because they even talk about stretching it out even more. Like, what else is there to know? But they're doing because Georgia has a reputation and a racial reputation. Yes, I believe you can't help but think it's because she's black and she's a woman.
They were also trying to constantly throw out there that they had a love shack. That's why she moved into the condo, but and now out of her home, so that she could have this, you know. And they kept throwing intercourse in there. I mean, they was throwing stuff in there that shouldn't even been talked about, you know. And like Mike said, they kept changing the stories, the same story, but twisting it around, just trying to catch somebody up on a lie. What they did it with Wade. They kept calling him Mr. Willis. You know, they did it with Fawnie, but she, like you said, she roasted them, you know, and I just feel like they're going to throw it out. This, they didn't have a jury. This is not a trial. This was a hearing, and that's why they didn't have it. So they're just trying to see if it warrants them going further. I think the judge is going to throw it out Monday or Tuesday. There's no there. Hello? What the hell? Hello?
Okay, I think there was a problem here with Blog Talk. I'm trying to see if everyone can hear me. Can you all hear me? Hello?
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Where'd you go, Mike?
I don't know what happened here. Apparently, there was something that occurred. Okay, now I can hear you better. Something had occurred and it just dropped. I don't know why. Where my line had dropped. Trying to see if I can correct that. Is Janet here? No, I don't see her here on the board right now. Let me see if I can get her back. All right. So I apologize, you guys. Something with Blog Talk, I guess. But I'll work that out. Okay, so Tommy, you still there? Hello, Tommy.
Can you hear me?
Mike. I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
All right. Okay. Let's make sure we're still here. I apologize for all the listeners. This is crazy. Blog Talk, I'm giving you another chance. Okay. Let me see if I can get... I'm looking at the board now, so I'm going to go ahead and refresh the board, you guys. Give me a second. See if I can get a refresh back on the board. Okay. All right, board is refreshed. You can hear me now. All right, that's better?
We can hear you, Mike. I can hear you. You get Janet?
Okay, good. All right, I apologize. I don't know what the hell happened there. It just dropped. The board dropped, my phone dropped and everything. I had to call back in. All right, so I don't see Janet there. I guess she will call back in. Okay, so Timon, and I don't know at what point that happened, so I don't know where we were in the conversation. I see people on the board right now, 515-294 on the board, 205-478, you guys on the board. So if you have a question or comment, I'd love for you to go ahead and hit your number one. But let me do this real quick before I bring you in. because it's only 6:41 right now, so we have plenty of time to continue this conversation and move on to our next topic. I want to go ahead and just take a quick music break come back and make sure that everything is cleared up. Is that okay with you guys? Of course, it's going to have to be. Okay, so let me pull up something here real quick. Okay, so I'm getting a text message. I apologize, you guys. I'm getting a text message right now, and I'm trying to make sure. What the hell? Okay, that's not what I was looking for. I'm sorry, you guys. I hate having dead time or dead air. I really do. And right now, that's what I'm dealing with. Okay, so you guys can hear me. Okay, good. All right, so Timon, are you there? Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, good. Good. All right, so I think Janet will chime back in. So where we were, this whole situation here of what's happening with Fannie Willis and Mr. Wade, this is going to come down to, I think, maybe another day of testimony, I think next week. What's your thoughts as far as what the outcome is going to be? Do you think this judge is actually going to remove him from this case against former President Donald Trump?
No, because they don't have enough information to take her off the case. Also, they were just fishing. They didn't have anything. They were just fishing. Also, you know, she had already convicted, you know, the 19 that she got, and four have already, you know, pled guilty. So, you know, trying to get rid of her and then have to redo all of this, I mean, that's what they would love to happen, but that's not what's going to happen. They're going to let this woman finish. Now, Wade may buy out because I don't think he should have been around. If you're going through a divorce and your wife is that damn evil, then no, he shouldn't have been a part of that. Okay, because that's also what happened. And that's all of them piled in. They're all going to get, you know, they all want their TV time. They're going to be called over. They probably hope they can get on Fox News and get all kinds of whatever, but there's nothing to be found here. And then which I believe he's going to let her stay, and she's definitely going to learn from this, definitely. But I think she's going to unleash hell on them for what they did, and they're going to pay for trying to pull a stunt. Because that's all this is going to be. Now it's going to be a revenge thing. And she's not going to let them see her hands. But she lets it, they do thoroughly know, oh, you just wait. Y'all tried to go in and destroy me. I got to bring my father in and everybody and do all this stuff. Y'all going down. That's you know, that's Trump. Man, if they don't get rid of this guy, I'm telling you, Mike, if they don't get rid of him, he is terrible. This man is.
Well, let me go ahead and look at the. Okay, so let me go here into the chat room, and I was hoping that, in fact, I'm going to reach out to an individual that I was asking to chime in. Let me go into the chat room. B-Wise, let me tell you this now, okay? Now, be respectful of my show. I don't play no games and everything. I'm going to read what you said, but be respectful in my chat room, too. All right. So just yesterday, removed three space from a residence and Buddha him. I don't think the owner was keeping personal checks in those three space. Okay, she obviously has an issue with ethics, but not necessarily criminal. She is unethical and unprofessional, but not necessarily criminal. Okay, I'm listening to that part of it. All right, I'm going to bring Janet back in. I see she's waving on the board. Some folks just do not know how to conduct themselves in an ethical and professional arena. She should have known better. And she did know better. She just did not give a damn. The urge for some, okay, I'm not going to say what you put here, was too overbearing. Okay, so be wise. I mean, the thing is that where this is a question of the relationship, everybody's human, okay? People get attracted to folks. The timing of it is what is being, you know, considered. There's no jury on this. There's a judge who has to look at the evidence of what happened during that time, okay? Keep that in mind. You got to keep that in mind. And it's based on the money aspect more so than the relationship, the trade of money. The lawyer that represented Timon just said, that lawyer, Roman, whatever his name is, asked, did you write a check? Who the fuck writes checks now? Very few people I know write checks. I can count the people I see coming where I work at write a check. And like her father said, there used to be traveler's checks. You very seldom see that. In this new world, you have Cash App, you have Chime, you have all kinds of ways to transfer money other than writing a fucking check. That was about the dumbest question that I would think that an attorney would ask. Did you write him a check? This is the DA of Atlanta, Georgia. She's the top cop here. She's the top cop for the city of Atlanta. So when you post stuff and everything, you know, think about what you're posting, because she made it very clear.
Mike.
No, go ahead.
Mike, what I was going to say is, what got them in trouble? They focused too much on the romance instead of focusing on the money, which is what they claimed that was the big problem, and that's why they lost. They didn't focus on what they were supposed to go. They were focusing on when did you screw him, how long did you screw him. You know, all that old dumbness, and that's what got him in trouble. Most of the people said, hey, if you'd have stayed with the merits and stayed on the money, you might have got some. You know, but you're not going
right.
to get anything now, so that's why
right.
they didn't want to talk
right.
to Fawny no more.
You,
so
you know what? You're right. Yep, they focused on the wrong thing. Yep, you're on point. I agree with you. But this is what they call unethical. Well, Donald Trump, the former president, openly shared that he did unethical things outside of his marriage. And you overlooked that. Correct me if I'm wrong. You can grab him by the
ear
as well.
And that's why she told them, I'm not the one that's on trial. Y'all are the ones that are on trial. Okay?
Correct.
All right, yeah, y'all are the ones that's out there. Y'all need to prove your case. I'm not on trial. And so
right.
that's why I know. I'm like, oh, y'all going to get it. Y'all going to get it. Oh, wow.
And that is
hey,
true.
Can I say something?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead, Janet.
One of the things that Fawny said was she knew from the beginning that because Wade had told her the only thing a woman can do for him was to make a sandwich. So she knew right away it wasn't going anywhere, and that's one of the reasons why she also made sure she paid for tax for most of the stuff. They split.
Right.
And there's
right.
nothing wrong with paying cash. Like you said and Mike said, I'm the same way. I use my cards and I pay cash. I don't write checks. The only one to get a check from me is my law guy.
And you know what? I will go to a place, I'll go to a Walmart or something and get cash back because I don't want to use my card on that transaction. I'd rather pay cash. You follow me? There's sometimes I say, no, let me get some cash back. I will go buy a pack of gum and get $30 cash back so I could pay in cash. Understand my point? I'd rather do it that way than use my card. Now, based on, you know, what we've heard and all this stuff, and again, I have to say that we're, you know, and Timon said that, well, yeah, they, you know, Fonny made some errors and everything, but it should not be enough to remove her from the investigation and going forward with this whole trial of the former president of what he did here in Georgia on that phone call.
If they remove her, they have to remove everybody, and that's what they want. They want someone else to take over and make it all go away, and that was their main goal.
Yes, of course, of course.
I mean, these are people that know that they did wrong. They know they did wrong, and this is to avoid anything. And that's why I'm saying there are people who are still willing to vote for these people, even though they know they're lying. They don't even care about facts. We got voters now that don't care about the facts. They just want what they want. And it's not. And that's why democracy is so fragile. And that's why, you know, that's why they control your history books and all that. They don't want none of that mess out because it really tells you how dirty white folks are.
Hold on a minute. I have to interrupt you on this because I did not finish what B-Wise, I'm just going to say B-Wise, but B-Wise, I'm beginning to start to ignore some of your posts, but I'm going to share this in the chat because to me it's like it honestly, you are not really paying attention. You're really not. You said she obviously has an issue with ethics, but not necessarily criminal. She is unethical and unprofessional, but not necessarily criminal. So right there, I agree with you, it's not necessarily criminal. But let me go on and read this. Some folks just do not know how to conduct themselves in an ethical and professional arena. She should have known better. We already said that, should have known better. But the thing is, did she commit a crime or did she do something unethical to where this judge, who only a judge, not a jury, will have to determine that fact? So to go on, and she did know better. She did not give a damn. The urge for some D-I-C-K was This is what, okay, wait a minute. No, I spelled it out. Now, hold on. Let me finish, Janet. Let me finish. This is what a person here in the chat room said. Okay. They also added LOL. Black folks in the U.S. are increasingly becoming more and more Marxist. Y'all caught up in petty CNN, Fox Network, mind control. I guess they're trying to say anarchy. Okay. Well, let me tell you something, B-Wise. You're here listening to our conversation, and apparently you're here for a reason. What reason you're here for? I don't fucking know. But I'll tell you this. We have conversations about things like this on a regular. So if you have an answer to it, and we don't have a problem of sharing our opinions and everything. But for you to say that black people are becoming more and more Marxist, I don't know where the hell that come from. Show me where black people are becoming more and more Marxist. Share with me. Because apparently you only come on to the chat room But you're more than welcome to call in to the show. I'll open up your mic. As long as you're respectful to everybody on the show, I don't play that bullshit, cussing and fussing and everything. I don't do that at all. But you're welcome to call in to the show. You know the damn phone number. You can call. I'll let you speak. So let's move forward. But no, black folks becoming Marxists? What do you all think about that comment that he just said?
I'm not going
to entertain. And that's the last time I'm going to read the post. No, that's the last time I'm going to read his post. I just wanted to share that and let you hear or read what you guys are not seeing that I'm seeing in the chat room.
I need you to say one thing. Okay, we had a disgruntled employee who tried to say a relationship start in 2019. First of all, the lady never shared the condo with Fonnie. Fonnie rented it from her because the lady wanted to buy a house. She wasn't working out at the job, so she had to get let go. But that don't cause for a person to try to say that she actually saw them in 2019 having a sexual relationship. You know, she said he never been to her house.
Okay.
You know, so if they did things when they were at a hotel, they're grown, a consenting adult. It's not like, you know, I mean, really. So if they're proving that this relationship started in 2022 and not 2019, then we can move on. We need to move on.
Okay.
Because they were two consenting adults. How many people have you ever seen on a job working, having a relationship with another employee? Some people do it, some don't. I'm a firm believer of not doing it, but there's a lot of people who do. And I don't see anything wrong with it.
All right, so I think time is still here. What's your thoughts? I'm trying to get an individual that I asked to call in. So let's see if I can get there. But Tyman, what's your thoughts on that? As far as with the individual who said that there was a relationship. But that's her, I mean, to me, that was her perception, right? Anybody can have a perception of something.
I think she got paid. I actually believe she got paid
I'm not going to say that she got paid. I'm just saying general. Okay, and I know what you're saying. I get that. But I'm saying if she's being honest, saying, well, I assumed that was her perception, that there was something that I saw and everything. But that's just one person. Do they have many people to say, oh, yeah, we all knew that that was going on? And at what point does she come forward? Hold on. I'm trying to finish something. But at what point did she come forward and say these things during the investigation? In the earlier part, the middle part, the later part? When did she finally decide to do this? And who contacted her? Did she contact them and say, hey, look, I got information about something? Or did they contact her? What I think is going to be interesting is that did she come forward and say, well, this is what I think was going on? You follow me? Hello, everybody. Everybody got quiet on me?
Well, you said hold on.
I said hold on, and I said what I said. So I'm saying the question should be, did she come forward?
I
honestly
believe they were on a fishing expedition.
Hold on a minute, Janet. I'm saying the question I'm asking is that did she come forward, or did they, you know, go to her seeing that where she was, and say, did you say, or did you see something or feel like something was going on with them? Let's get it straight. I'm just saying that where how did this work out with her? Did she voluntarily go to them and say, hey, look, I felt like there was going, you know, something going on. Excuse me. But did they interview folks and ask her? And then she said, yes, I felt like it.
Well, all I know is during the hearing, the other people that they got on the witness stand that testified said they didn't even know something was going on. So apparently they were being discreet about it. So this, that's why I feel like they were on a fishing expedition. And, you know, it's going to come out eventually. The lady probably got a little kickback. She didn't just do that just to be doing it. Because Tony said the lady never, she really wasn't no close friend with the lady. She said it was like a hit and miss every now and then. You know, they did when they were in college, but that was it. And she said the only reason why she hooked back up with her, she said she needed a place to stay. The lady was getting married, bought a house, her and her husband, and she wanted to get rid of the condo. So Fonny paid her for the condo, but they never,
she never stayed at the condo. What I'm saying that, okay, so let me go ahead and clarify that. Yeah, well, I mean, we heard the testimony and we know that, and you're right on point. Okay. All I'm saying is that where what I find it interesting is that where a lot of this is things that are just being rehashed, where the lawyers for both individuals, Donald Trump's lawyer, the other individual's lawyer, are continuing to repeat the stuff, and what they're trying to do is what I've gathered and what I've listened to and watched is that they keep repeating the same thing. Again, I'll say this. The judge, I have to give him a lot of freaking credit because he's allowing Fonny to respond in a way that, you know, that I've never seen before. Or where, no, that's not true, that's not true. You lied about this, you lied about that. Fonny has come up there. Keep in mind, this is a lawyer. This is a person who convicts folks. And this is unprecedented in many ways. You're talking about the district attorney of Atlanta, Georgia. And what we witnessed right here was the fact that here's a judge who has to look at the law and abide by the law. But still, again, he has to keep it from being a circus. In the first week, we all saw that this was hot and heated. It's not one lawyer going after Fonny. It's two. We know this. Two white lawyers. I'm not trying to make it racial. The two white lawyers are going after Fonny. And this judge is having to, you know, understand that, hey, look, this is going to be deep. And one lawyer is for the former president of the United States. Let's keep that in mind. Now, I want to kind of change gears and look at some other cases when it comes to crime and representation here in the United States. If you look at a case, and many of you guys probably don't know about it, is you probably saw the video, and if you haven't, you can pull it up, of an individual who had a criminal history. There's no doubt. A major criminal history and had to go in front of a judge. The judge made a comment, and I wish I would have downloaded that so I can let you hear it. But she said something of where, well, at this point, he needs to learn something a little bit different than before. Something, I'm saying that, but I'll find it.
It was because of what he said.
Well, he said that let me finish.
He said for her to do whatever she had to do, you know?
Janet, let me finish telling the story, please. He had been in trouble before, law enforcement, this and the other. Okay. And so what happened was that where he was trying to plead himself, right? And then she made a comment that he needs to learn something different, I'm not going to say verbatim, but apparently he kind of sensed that, Janet, please let me finish. Apparently he kind of sensed that this judge was not going to give him what he wanted, which was a second chance. And you guys probably have seen the video where this individual leaped over the judge's bench and attacked the judge. And you see in the video of where I think there's a court magistrate, and then there was, I think, according to the story, a court magistrate or something, and another officer, go after him, this and the other. Now he's got another charge, obviously. The judge did not have a chance to read what his sentencing or what was going to happen from the first incident prior to him jumping over the bench. Last week he was back in court, and the judge was given the opportunity to read the final verdict on the charge was in the court for originally. Let's get everything in order here. After his Superman event, now he is being charged for attempted murder on a judge of the court. Okay. I find that, really? You're going to charge this man for attempted murder on a judge? And then what I watched when I heard that come down on court TV, Vinny Politano had two individuals, three actually, on his show. And I'm just going to tell you all yes, I do cuss. I'm going to tell you all the freaking truth. He had three individuals on there and asked them, what do you all think about that? For the prosecution, charge him for attempted murder. Two of them were white. One was black. The two white, one female, one male, said, that's a perfect charge. He could have killed her. Well, according to this officer of the court, said he was reaching for an item that could have struck her in the head and could have easily killed her. So, yes, I agree with it. Both of them said that. The black guest on the show said, how do you charge him for attempted murder? He didn't have a weapon. In our eyesight, we don't see anything. So you're trying to tell us that there was something behind the judge's bench that he grabbed. So we have to believe them. Now, granted, I'm going to be honest. I believe that an individual should be charged for an attempted murder. But we don't see any of that there. We don't see that in that video when he leaped over the judge's, bench to attack her. But now this is where it gets deeper. Here's another case of a young man who had a license to carry a gun, an officer who was early in the day, they were trying to do a drug bust. It failed and everything. Sees him allegedly in the vehicle waving a gun. And he went to, I think it was like a Subway to get some sandwiches for the family, goes to his grandmother's house. He follows him. Apparently he puts on, he says he sees a gun, puts on his vest without a warning. He claims that this individual turned around with the gun, pointed at him, and he shot him. Crazy thing is that the young man was shot 5 times in the back. So how do you get shot 5 times in the back if you're pointing a gun to somebody? You've got to be facing them. You got to be. Y'all take a look at these stories now. I'm finding this very interesting. And then, so while this case is going on with the shooting in the back of an individual who's carrying sandwiches, had a license to carry a gun, a witness said, I never saw a gun. Testified they never saw a gun. 3 jurors were replaced on this case, by the way. 3 were replaced on this case. Let's take a look at it. And guess what happened? They had a mistrial. The judge ruled a mistrial, turned around, and then called them back and said, hey, look, you all got to argue again. Check out how crazy this shit sounds. You all got to come back and argue again. And they did another mistrial. Another mistrial of an individual being shot in the back who allegedly pointed a gun at a police officer. Mistrial twice. What's wrong with our judicial system here? We talked about the political things that are going on here with Donald Trump and everything, former president, this, that, and the other, and all the taxpayers' money that's going into this stuff. Now we're going through these trials with DAs and all this shit, you know, everything. And your money is paying for this. Keep in mind, these are the people that we hire. We hire. And they come out of their own pocket. We pay for everything they go through. And we want to complain about it. I'm trying to understand this shit. How in the hell are we defending folks and it's like our judicial system is really screwed up. We're supposed to have the best criminal system when it comes to, you know, judgment. We have a jury to go through this or a court system. Apparently, it's not working very well. Apparently, it's not. And when I look at just all this stuff that we just talked about this evening, what I just shared for you just happened within, you know, all these scenarios, of course, the crimes that had happened earlier, but they're ongoing this week, just in small locations. Imagine all the stuff that's going on across this country that your money is paying for in your communities. Wrongful convictions. Wrongful deaths, wrongful mistrials, and this, that, and the other. Really? We got video cameras that showed right there. The guy was not fake. I'm sorry. Let me take that back. There was no video cameras, by the way, at the time that this officer claims that this person pointed the gun at him, but this individual was shot 5 times in the back. No bullet entries from the front of this individual's body. Not one. So this officer was inclined to shoot this man in the back. And they made it a mistrial. You know, back in the Western days, they used to say, you shot a man in the back. You a coward. Y'all seen that in the movies. You're a coward. Who shows you shot him in the back? Apparently, he was walking away. Apparently, that's the same practice that's going on right now with some officers. Apparently. Apparently. This is a young man who was educated, had a good job, was doing very well. He was not a criminal. These are stories you guys don't hear about, don't follow. I encourage you to take a look at some of these cases that you do see. I commend Court TV. It's been around a long time. Y'all need to stop watching this fake-ass TV shows where they serve where they come up with an answer to the crime in 30 minutes for your entertainment. Pay attention to the real crimes. Follow those if you really want to know crime and know how people think. There's an individual right now who is on trial for the murder of his own 5-year-old daughter. His own 5-year-old daughter. Took 2 years for someone to report that she was missing. 2 freaking years to report a 5-year-old child missing. 2 years. How the fuck does that happen? And based on what they've already showed, that this man was hiding the body for months. In a freezer on his job, in the car. But you all interested in all that shit. Oh, that sounds too morbid. Really? Sounds too morbid. It's the reality of the mindset of individuals. It's the truth about individuals. I get it. Some folks be like, oh, Michael, I don't, you know, that's just not me, man. That's just not. But when you hear about it, you're like, oh, that's a shame. Yeah, it is, because you don't speak about it. You don't speak about it. And again, earlier we were talking about what's happening in politics and this and the other. Well, the people we vote in the office, they're the ones who actually put into law. How the hell does a man who has a criminal history, so unbelievable, who was a suspect in a murder, robbing this and that and the other, stealing this and that and the other, how does a judge give him custody of a child? Because that's what he got, was custody of his child. That based on circumstantial evidence, the body has never been found, is now being charged for the murder of his own child. How does that happen? Well, we vote these people in office.
we do that. We need to do more research, y'all. And the individuals that we trust and believe in, we really do. Man shot in the back while going to his grandmother's house after getting sandwiches. He had the right to carry a gun. Witness said never saw a gun. 5-year-old girl missing for 2 years. And daddy has an extensive record of crime. I mean, I could go on and but then when it comes to our politicians, oh, they ain't been in come on. They ain't done nothing wrong. Granted, they didn't kill anybody. Don't get me wrong. They didn't kill anybody. The thing is that where the thought process of that, but, you know, I can commit a crime and convince you that, hey, it's okay for me to do this. But if it was you or me, if it was you or me, your ass would be behind bars. You know that. And never get out. Janet, what do you think about it? I think you probably looked at it on those two stories or those three I shared. You probably read about it. What do you think about that? I mean, isn't that kind of crazy?
Well, like I was saying early on, the first story when you were talking about the judge, he was already had a plea deal going on. The guy who jumped across leaped across the judge's desk. Well, he said, do whatever you have to do. But when he realized the judge was going to put him in jail, that's when he went berserk. And on top of that, Michael, he kept saying on more than one occasion he wanted to kill her. Maybe that's why they came up with the thing saying that he was being charged with murder, because he said he wanted to kill her. You know, so something is wrong with this guy. He has been arrested so many times for beating people up, just doing all kinds of crazy things. You know, so she was saying, well, he said, do whatever you have to do, what you have to do. So she said, well, I'm, you know, before she could even get it out of her mouth, he jumped across the desk, banged her head against the wall, pulled her hair out. You know, people had to get stitches. I mean, it was really a brawl going on back there on the floor. They said she was all curled up under her desk. You know, so you got to read that whole story, because it's crazy. You know, something's wrong with this guy. I think he mentally needs to get some help.
Okay, but I agree with you, but here's the thing I have a problem with. Granted, okay, and I'll say this again. When that whole thing went down, he was trying to plead his case. He was trying to, you know, plead with the judge. Hey, look, don't, you know, I'm changing my life and this and the other, you know. And we'll get back into it. In fact, I'll look into it, but I'm just saying that we're here. He was trying to do that. But she kind of did a little snide remark. Okay, as far as I think he needs to have a
I didn't see that.
Let me finish, Janet. Let me finish.
Well,
I'll let you finish. Let me finish. Let me finish. Let me finish. Janet, please, let me finish. You're still talking. I'm asking you to let me finish. Okay, let me finish, and I'll let you respond. He was pleading and everything. I get what you're saying. He was pleading. But what happened was that he didn't like where this was going. And he was like, okay, no. See, Janet doesn't like for me to finish my question, so she gets upset with me and hangs up. Okay, cool. But I think that where, granted, the way she made her, she kind of like made a snide remark. And at the point of where this guy is standing there, and he's looking at probably going behind bars for a while, I think the judge could have not made that remark the way she did. I think so. But she did it. He did what he did. But for them to say that we're going to charge him for attempted murder, I think that's a bit harsh. Because I don't see it in any way that at that point that he was trying to kill her, he was attacking her. And let's look at what it's all about. Assault and battery. It's assault and it's battery. It's not attempted murder. I don't think it should be attempted murder. You can't take a personal, law does that. Courts do look at your past record of what you've done. Has this man ever killed anybody before? I don't know. I'm just saying that where, granted she's a judge, for what he did, we've never seen before. We've never seen a person leap over a judge's bench to attack a judge. We've seen folks come around to try to attack a judge and not get that far. We've seen folks, you know, run up to their lawyers, unhappy with the representation that their lawyers had, and attack their lawyers. We've seen that shit. But we've never seen where those individuals were charged for attempted murder. Never. I'm going on 62 years old. I've seen many court cases. I've seen some amazing stuff that happens in the courtrooms, but never where a person, you know, even family members, where they say, oh, we're going to charge him for attempted murder. Assault and battery, I think, should be the only thing. And many individuals that I've seen that have looked at the video, looked at the situation, many people that have been in, you know, when it comes to scholars that deal with, you know, things and attorneys say, prosecution is really reaching here. They're really reaching the charge and attempted murder on this man. They're really reaching. You can say, okay, there was an item I've read where they said there was something there he reached for, and had he had the chance to hit this person, this judge, upside the head with it, it would have been a murder. That's speculation. I don't give a damn what you say, that's speculation. Because there's been people who've been shot 6-7 times and still live. You can call that attempted murder. Striking a person with an item is not considered attempted murder. You can't. Otherwise, my fist, if I hit a person upside the head, then you could say that was attempted murder. Because you could have hit them in the temple, and do you know that if you hit a person in the temple, that could kill them? Well, that's attempted murder. It's only murder if a person dies after you strike them. Well, I'm sorry, not attempted. It's murder. It's only murder when a person dies. How you gonna bend the freaking law on speculation, on speculating that that probably could have happened? You can't do that. That man was wrong. I agree, that man was wrong. He should go to jail. If they give him life, or if they give him 20 years for attack on a judge, so be it. But to give him attempted murder, nah. To me, that's very wrong. And it looks like, in fact, even if you look at what the two individuals I was telling you, one was a white woman, one was a black, white woman and a white guy. They both agreed with the charge on him.
The one black guy said, I don't see no attempted murder in this. He didn't have a weapon. He could have. That's assuming. He could have.
Michael, do you know people's hands have been considered a weapon if your hands are registered?
Boxers.
You don't know,
right.
You don't know
all boxers.
You read
I know,
those,
I know
you
that.
Don't know
that
that
man's hands are not. That man's hands. That man's hands are not registered as lethal weapons.
You didn't read that article.
The man's hands are not lethal weapons. Janet, all I'm saying is this. No, I do not agree with the charge. You can charge
he
him.
He was the one saying,
assault.
I wanted
you
to
can,
kill her.
Are you going to let me finish talking? Okay, so
no.
You know what? We've had this conversation before now. I'm saying, let me finish what I'm saying. You can't talk over me. Let
I'm
me finish what I'm saying. Well,
bye.
You can, but don't talk over me. The man's hands are not lethal weapons. You got to understand is that where you can't charge this man for attempted murder off the bat for assault and battery. See what they're doing? They're trying to show people that. Hey, look, we can put you in your place. And granted, again, I'll say it again, he was wrong for what he did. He should have never jumped over that bench and attacked that judge. But how do you say that's attempted murder? Where do we see an actual attempt of murder? There's no gun. There's no knife. There's nothing there, no weapon that we can see in that video that says he intended on killing her. We don't see that. So is that, I mean, and again, I said that where I'm looking at other individuals who say the same thing. No, this prosecution is reaching and going too far with the charge of attempted murder. Now, let's not let this come back to haunt us. Of when sometimes we, when our district attorneys go way beyond and instead of, you know, charging a lower, you know, charge and then lose the case because you went with murder instead of involuntary manslaughter, something on a lighter thing. The individual would have spent some time behind bars. But remember, you got to be cautious of what you're charging. Because if you cannot convince a jury of everything as far as murder, then that person is going to be found not guilty. So you got to be very cautious of what you charge an individual. You got to be. And if this case goes forward and says that this individual attempted to murder this judge, yeah, granted, he wanted to hurt her. But I don't see how could he have murdered her in a courtroom with all these officers, all these lawyers, all these individuals who apparently did get him off of her can say that, oh, he could have murdered her. Really? All you grown-ass man in here, you can't stop him, but you did. He ain't got no gun, no knife. That's bullshit. Bullshit. It's just a situation of where, oh, I see where Brigid Boy says, some to be an example, not to try to attack the judge. Oh, I agree with you. Just think how much money we would have saved if just complied with the, Okay, so just, by the way, hello, Bring It Boy. Just think how much money we would have saved if just complied with the officer, the one said, I can't breathe. Okay, no, wait a minute now. Well, see, now you're getting into a whole different thing. First of all, you know, when you say comply with the officer, well, what officer are you talking about? Because there's a lot of asshole bullshit officers out there, and you know that as well as I do, okay? Maybe you don't understand the whole situation of being a black man in America, okay? In fact, you never will understand. Some to be an example, not to try to attack the judge. Well, yeah, I agree with that. And that has happened many times in courtrooms, not just judges, but also where individuals have attacked their lawyers and their prosecutors. You think he just going to hug the judge for doing a great job? No. Oh, snap her neck lights out. Well, if you look at the whole situation, it didn't happen. Okay? So you cannot say it's attempted murder. You can't. It's assault and battery. If I attack you, you and I get into it, am I going to be charged? Or if you attack me, am I going to be charged with attempted murder? I didn't have a weapon. It's hand-to-hand combat. So if I attack you and I hit you, and you think, that's assault and battery. That's everywhere around the United States. You know that as well as I do. It's bullshit. I'm not agreeing with what he did. He definitely needs to be behind bars. Okay? He definitely needs to be behind bars. But for attempted murder, no. I don't agree with that. I don't. He assaulted her, just like it would be with anyone. I don't care. Unless you change, unless they say, if you assault a judge in a courtroom, that will be looked at as attempted murder on a judge. If they change that, then I'd be like, okay, that's what I have to deal with. Don't sit up here and change the fucking laws right here. Okay? Don't change the laws. By the way, you guys, if you're listening, I'm reading some of the stuff that Bringing Boy, and Bringing Boy, you're welcome to call in. I got 20 minutes. We can hear your voice. Just think how much money we would have said. Okay, I already read that. Let's see. You think you just want to read it? No. Snap her head off. Okay, so you said true. Right. Come on now. You can't change the fucking laws based on a situation because of what happened, what you were not prepared for. And then they already said that where the judges should have known better. I'm sorry, security should have known better. The sheriff's in the courtroom. How the hell are you not standing there? How did he manage to get, I don't know, the courtroom set up? How the hell did he manage to get from where he was standing all the way up to that point? And I know how courtrooms look. It's not like where you standing here and all of a sudden here's a free and clear path to go right up to the judge. How the hell did he get around that railing, whatever? Again, I don't know the setup of a courtroom. And normally there is a bailiff standing there by the judge. How did he outmaneuver these individuals and be able to lift off into the air at the height he did? Must have been a platform that we don't see in the video. I know us black folks are very, you know, athletic, but I've never seen where a person can leap that high up and get up there to attack this judge. And then now you want to say, oh, attempted murder. Well, there was an object, which I read, they said there was an object there behind the counter that we cannot see that he reached for. And had he got his hand on it, or had it not been for the other individuals who got it out of his hands, there's two different stories of this. He could have killed her, hit her upside the head. Really? Come on, y'all, let's be realistic. I see 909-319. Your mic is open.
Thank you, Michael, for allowing me to come on the show. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm fine. I'm fine. Thank you for calling in.
Good. You got. I'll just kind of clarify. You're right. I think it's a real harsh. It doesn't go after him that hard with the attempted murder.
Yeah.
He had a lot of passion.
I'm sorry. I didn't hear you clearly.
No, it's okay.
That's okay.
He had a lot of passion. He got up there and... You know, he's bigger than, I forgot it was a female judge, and he got the best of her for a while there, I guess, but they got him off. And, yeah, I would say so with what you're saying. You know, he doesn't need to get the death penalty or attempted murder, but he really just screwed himself more or nothing really.
Mm-hmm. It shouldn't matter. What I'm saying is this. Okay, if we look at what our laws say, and you know, and every state is different. Let's remember that, you know, every state has different laws or ordinances. Okay, but what it says as far as when you're talking about homicide, or let's say if you're talking about manslaughter, involuntary manslaughter. We have to understand what those terms mean, okay? When we look at, you know, the fact of where we say, you know, assault and battery, that's exactly what he did. He assaulted her and he battered her because the assault was the attempt at the judge, right? He assaulted her verbally, right? And he said, no, fuck that, whatever he said. And then attacked her, okay? And then the battery, that when he projected himself over that and he made contact, that's battery. But you got to prove to me that this was attempted murder. Are you saying that you're saying that his mindset was to kill her? Is that what you're saying? And who can go into a person's mind? You follow me?
That's true. No.
Many people get into arguments and say that I'll kill you, you know, blah blah blah. Many folks say that every day, you know, I'll kill you. Now that's verbal assault.
But that's not attempted murder.
And that could be right. So instead of attempted murder, I would probably take terroristic threat if they can prove that he verbally said that. When he went over and said, I'll kill you, whatever, then I can agree with that. But to say, you know, attempted murder, no. How can you say that?
Do we have to have them have her in a neck hold and bash her head on the ground?
No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is this, what we saw is what we saw. We saw him attack her. We saw him go over the bench. He made physical contact with her. And then we saw where two individuals removed him. That, again, is assault and battery. We didn't see no blood. We did not see any striking of any object. We did not see any of that. We don't have any evidence. No, well, hold on. Let me finish.
Okay,
we don't have any evidence. We don't have any evidence that this was more than assault and battery. Not at all. Now, I have heard that the individual said that there was an object behind the area that he was trying to reach for that he could have used, but that's speculation, to hit her in the head. That's speculation. And in any court of law, trust and believe me, any judge will have to say, without evidence of that object, or without evidence to prove that there's fingerprints of him holding on to that object, that he actually grabbed it in an attempt to use it as a weapon to harm her, that's not admissible in a court. It's not.
What is attempted murder?
Excuse me?
Well, what would you think would be for attempted murder?
I think that what would be looked at attempted murder, if there was actually a weapon, and actually if you could look at it where as attempted murder, if there was a weapon that had he came, let's say, for instance, if he came over that railing and grabbed something there, you know, to go over that railing to harm her, they could say that. But to be honest, I don't see anything in this at all as attempted murder. At all. And I'm going to explain to you why. Like I just said, he came at her without a weapon in hand. He did not have a gun or a knife or anything that is normally used as a murder weapon. None of those things were there. We're in a courtroom. So I don't see where attempted murder should even be placed into this whole thing about this individual. I think that they're overcharging. Assault and battery. I think is really what should have been the case. And I think if he gets a good defense attorney, depending on who the judge is going to be on this, of course it's not going to be her, the judge that he went after, but it's going to be interesting of seeing how this is handled since they're going with an attempted murder charge because she's a judge. I think assault and battery of the highest degree would have been their best thing. Because she was able to go home. She didn't have to go to the hospital. She might have got checked out by paramedics, this and the other. Sure that they did do that, but she was able to go home. She was in the hospital, you know, in ICU or anything. She wasn't. You know that as well as I fucking do. But I think this is just an overzealous situation here to charge him in that way. And I think it's where they're just going up, you know, a little bit too far. And is this just a show that, hey, look, don't try our judges, you know, don't do this. Well, a couple of individuals said on court TV, you got to make examples. Examples to who? That we can overcharge an assault, battery, because it's a judge. shouldn't matter if that judge is outside the courthouse. That judge could be on the street. That individual who's assaulting that judge probably doesn't even know they're a judge. I'm just saying, probably don't even know. Didn't realize, oh, hell, I robbed the judge. Shouldn't matter because that judge is a regular citizen. They're not in their capacity of service, right? They're a regular citizen. But yeah, you shouldn't just attack citizens, period. But if you attack a judge, yeah, there should be some consequences. I get that. But it depends on how you attack them. In this case, I think that this is assault and battery, not attempted murder. And I'm going to leave it at that. I don't think it's attempted murder.
No, you got that right. There you go. Well, thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank you
very much.
Yeah.
All right, you too. Okay, you guys, we're going to get on out of here. Thank you for tuning in to TMGN, TMGF, I should say, on the TMGN. And we'll be back next Saturday. I have two Saturdays lined up of some special guests. Trust me, it's going to be interesting next Saturday. There's a group that's going to join us. They joined us about a year ago. They're going to come back this coming Saturday and chime in on what they're doing. And I'm trying to do something here, too, before I run out of time. Next Saturday, we have a special guest, and we're going to be putting out the flyers for you guys to check out. And I'll be posting that. And damn, disconnect. Okay. I don't know what happened here. Someone sent me a text. I apologize, and they did not get a chance to tune in. All right, well, I hate to hear that. Okay. So, give it a minute, you guys. I'm sorry. I'm trying to read this stuff and make sure that you know what's happening. Okay, I think I got it right. All right, so next Saturday, we do have a special guest that's coming on. And then Saturday after that, we have another special guest that's coming up. So just always keep in touch with us here on TMGS. Make sure that you check us out on Facebook at Maisha Mack Live and TMGS on Facebook. Also check us out on also on Instagram. And if you're a friend of mine, you know, I'm always going to let you know what's happening here, okay? Thanks to my co-host, Janet Davis, also Mr. Time and Ship, and all the individuals who chimed in and always share their thoughts and, you know, everything they think about here. Where's Crenshaw? Crenshaw, okay, he's got kids in school. So Crenshaw's doing a lot of stuff with his kids and this and that, and he's going to be joining us again shortly. Trust me, he's going to be joining us again shortly. You just got a lot of stuff that's going on. Thank you for asking that, bringing it forward. But no, Crenshaw's cool. He just got a lot of stuff on his plate. But he's going to be back. Trust me. We'll have him here, okay? All right. Okay, so I think it's time for me to get on out of here, right? I want to thank you guys. Bring it forward. Thank you for being in the chat room and then calling in. And I think that's about it. Wow. Been a crazy week, hasn't it? Well, next week is going to be just as crazy, I'm pretty sure. And we'll see you all then. Okay, God bless. Peace.
Good night.